examine what we are, what we want to be, and how we're going to get there. So I think that's very important. So I think that we believe that this needs to be a collaborative process, but that the board does need to take a position on vision and values and where we're going. And so I hope over the course of a number of months, you will start to see that happen. Any other public comments?
Good afternoon, board, Mr. President, and welcome to the student trustee. My name is Doyle, D-O-Y-L-E, Landry, L-A-N, D as in David, R-Y, and I have two brief comments. One, for those of us who are in the profession of providing clients, customers, some call them students, to the 9 state universities as well as the private colleges in 2-year private colleges in the state of Illinois, our year has begun. Matter of fact, for many of us, our year never stopped. And I only say that because in a perfect world, a senior by the name of Darion would be filling out applications for someone's university. But in a perfect world, we wish for a perfect world. I only say that because a year ago today, Mr. Albert's life ended. And so for those of us that are in the service providing field of providing information, guidance, support for students who are seeking higher education, some of us, again, echoing my comments from last trustees meeting, look to the end of the road because it's a changing world. So I only say that because I continue to hear comments with regard to, I'll just say, strategic plans and where you used to be as a university, where you used to be as a place of higher education. I do know one thing for a fact, that next Friday marks the 1-year anniversary where you handed leadership to Dr. Watson. And so I would hope that we can continue as a tax-paying body, whether or not we're employees of the institution or residents and citizens of Chicago. This is truly a changing time where the stakes are much higher. And we have to understand as a people, particularly for those of us who identify as African American, where do we want our young men to be? Alive or dead? Not necessarily a place of higher education, but alive or dead. So I am saying this candidly because these next few months for those of us who are in secondary education roles, who are providing information, support, and guidance, and helping people get past money phobia. I'm trained as a journalist. I'm just not practicing one currently. This was Monday's paper. For those of you that saw it, this is called what I call money phobia, scaring young people away from the possibility of higher education. And so, if they're doing this to the flagship university, state university, what could this media company do to this institution? Something for this body to really be thinking about, because it happened before, it could happen again. I know for a fact, in looking at the figures in this past year and the results in terms of retention, that a clear course is being charted. Those are facts that cannot be disputed. And then I need to say this candidly on the record. I'm taking this opportunity to say this candidly on the record since we have professors of history, political science, and other disciplines in the room. Know for a fact that December 1st, 1955 happened for real, on the record. And so December 1st of 2010, history will repeat itself with regard to media companies. And I'm saying this because there's nothing, in my opinion, stronger than black media. And this is what occurred in black media this past Wednesday in terms of Chicago Defender. I would love to see this in the Tribune or the Sun-Times, but I think I'm holding my breath. The reality is, as I close, Mr. Albert knew him since 5th grade, and I'm not happy. Officer Wortham knew him since he was 17, and I'm not happy. So I would invite some of us who may not think that this institution is on a clear course. I would invite you all to come into our world, because it's not easy, especially when the stakes are higher. So I say this coming up on the 1 year anniversary of Dr. Watson's leadership. I hope others are waiting for the end of the road, which is graduation. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other comments?
I have a quick comment. You might not be aware of the fact that coming up into the second week of October will be the anniversary that we buried a good friend of mine last year. His name was Demetrius. He was an engineering major, and he would have got his degree. The only reason I bring this up is I do understand, you know, what you're talking about, which is why Student Government Association, in addition to the African American Male Resource Center, has partnered with Ceasefire, so that not only are we saying that we want to make these changes, but we're actually doing those things. So there are things that are actually being implemented, not only to attract not only African American males, but all students to be a part of the university, but to understand that we care enough to go out and to make changes. We have students from different organizations, Student Government Association, different Greek organizations, who actually march on Fridays in the Roseland community to let our presence, Chicago State University presence, be known that we care about the communities that you have to fight through to even come to the university. So I do understand exactly what you're saying. No, that information is not in, you know, the Sun-Times or the Tribune maybe as regularly as it should be, but we are taking note of those things, because it was a tragic loss. This young man was the father of two children. He would have graduated top of his class, and he was shot in the head over something as simple as an argument. So please understand that your comments are duly noted.
I would like to comment with regards to, I appreciate your comments. I believe that the picture that you held up was from the Chicago Defender. Is that correct?
Very correct.
And that was a picture that our public relations office had put forward with regards to our students studying or being in a classroom situation. I, like you, I wish that we could get the Chicago Tribune or the Sun-Times to have the lens that we view the world through as far as it goes for how it affects our students. But regardless of that, we must have the vision and the fortitude to achieve and strive towards that vision, regardless of what the Sun-Times and Tribune does. Knowing that our true north for us has got to be embodied within this university and within the community and the cohorts of individuals who we serve. And not ever, regrettably, when we will not find it in the Sun-Times or the Tribune. So I have the same, you know, I have the same dream that one day the Sun-Times or Tribune would see the Chicago States of the world through your eyes or through my eyes. Second is that sometime in July, we put out something to the administrative and the staff, the administration and staff of the city of Chicago State University. And it was called Each One Bring One. And what we did was we said that we would like for our administrators and our staff to identify one student and remove them from harm's way in the community, which is what you're talking about. Remove them from harm's way and bring them into Chicago State and register them. This was a pilot program. It resulted in 81 students that administrators and staff identified and registered this fall, where they went to the blocks that they live in and identified someone who would not have gone to school and got them to go to school. So it's a small pebble in a big pond, but it starts there, and we're gonna continue that. And once again, it feels good. It's good to hear that we have community residents who have that type of concern.
Any other comments? None, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Trustee Hill?
Yes.
Trustee Samuels?
Yes.
Trustee Kerr?
Yes.
Trustee Scott?
Yes.
Trustee Rozier?
Yes.